Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Well, we've got so much to talk about. The term health and well-being just keeps taking on new and exciting meanings and metaphors and symbolism and allegories. I don't even know how to describe health and well-being very accurately anymore, because what it means is so different for each of us. For 2 weeks, I was battling what I call a bad flu. Now, I made that statement on a Facebook post, and people just went ballistic. Some people went ballistic, like, you didn't have a bad flu, you had COVID. Well, that's your definition. But when you have the knowledge about this virus, this invisible enemy that's been promoted for the last over a year now, when you have knowledge about it, I would still stick to my story of having a very bad flu. Why? Because there are global judicial processes going on that are asking for the health departments of different countries and cities and lands, Canada, for instance, to prove that there is a COVID virus out there. And guess what? Nobody's coming up with any evidence. There's a really important case that happened in Canada where a man was accused of protesting illegally. He went to court and he asked them if he was going to pay a $12,000 fine. He said, well, prove that this COVID virus exists. So he petitioned the health department of the province in Canada. Nobody could come up with any proof of the COVID, SARS virus, whatever, whatever. All they know is it's a flu virus. So nobody could come up with any proof. So the man's case was thrown out of court, and they're shaking in their boots, because now what do? They could not come, the health department of a Canadian province could not come up with any proof that this coronavirus exists. So you've got people now all over the planet asking for that same evidence, same proof. And even I read an article that someone was offering $1 million to the Department of Health organization who could come up with the proof that this virus exists. $1 million this guy is offering. So far, so good. Nobody's coming up with any proof. So I'm sticking to my story. For the last 2 weeks, I had a very bad flu. And the choices I made to overcome that were choices that I might not make during a normal flu season or whatever. But what the choices I made were to, number one, try the monoclonal infusion therapy, which we're going to talk about, and to be on an ivermectin protocol. So along with all my herbs and my fasting and just trying to get over a fever and a cough, those were my major symptoms, were fever and cough. And then taking this monoclonal infusion therapy, what that did was drop my blood pressure lower than usual. So then for several days, I'm trying to raise my blood pressure, because when your blood pressure is low most of the time anyway, you have a lot of energy to work with. But when it goes even lower, your body is really feeling weird at that point. So my blood pressure is back up. My temperature is normal. Being persistent with having faith in this temple. And that's why we're going to talk about ivermectin, because ivermectin is being censored and demonized. And this is one of the simplest, safest drugs on the market for the last 40 years. So we're going to talk about that, because that's one of the protocols that I got on and several people have gotten on that got them through this, quote, flu symptoms that they had. So we're going to get to the basic history of ivermectin, because it's really interesting. And oddly enough, it ties in with our subject of nourishing children today and yesterday. One of the things that we can be very conscious about when it comes to nourishing our children, of course, is the food that we feed them. And there are certain types of food that are going to help build their microbiome, their guts, their trillions of healthy microbes. So those certain types of food are what we would call fermented foods. And so I've learned quite a bit about fermented foods, because I realize that's what feeds your gut, along with prebiotics and all that. And my guest today, Dr. Nalani Valentine, is going to bring more wisdom into this discussion about nourishing our children, not just today, but nourishing the children in adults. We've got a lot of adults these days are acting a little childish about everything. I mean, you name it. The reactions out there from adults are not very mature, and we need adults today to demonstrate mature responses to the Twilight Zone episodes we find ourselves in. So we're going to talk about that too, and I'm really hoping Dr. Nalani can bring, I know Dr. Nalani will bring more wisdom, knowledge, and sanity to this whole Twilight Zone episode. So let us get busy rolling some joints, because that's what you came here for, right? And why do I promote joint rolling? Well, as my guest, Dr. Brian Artis mentioned when he was here a couple of weeks ago, when you're doing exercises like joint rolling, walking, swimming, whatever, you are actually strengthening your lymphatic system. And your lymphatic system is your detox process in the body. Along with your circulation, you've got blood moving through, moving things through the body, but you've also got a lymphatic system that is, it's the mucus that comes out when I'm coughing. That's my lymphatic system is activated. When I'm spitting out mucus, blowing my nose, stuff comes out. That's all your lymphatic. That's all that fluid that is operated with a pump called your lymphatic system. So when we do our joint rolling, we are actually strengthening that pump activating the whole system that helps you get rid of the mucus and the toxins and even have better bowel movements and all that. So that's why we do our joint roller. And I'm kind of torn between playing Freedom by John Batiste and Time for Healing, because I just love John Batiste. That man is just turns me on, I have to admit. He's so sexy. He's old enough to be my son, but I still love him. In fact, I proposed to him on one post. I said, could you marry me? I just find him so inspiring with his music and his words and his lifestyle. So we're going to get down on the floor and do some upper body rolling, neck and shoulders. And then we're going to put on John Batiste's Freedom song, because we want to promote freedom no matter what, no matter what the clown in the White House says, no matter what the Department of Justice has to say. We want to promote freedom to choose what this body needs. And there's a saying out there, interestingly enough, that says, my body, my choice. Now, they apply that to abortions. There's a big battle going on in Texas about abortion. And what's the theme of all these liberal women is my body, my choice. I should be able to choose whether I want to have a pregnancy or not. So my body, my choice. Well, I'm going to suggest we apply that same logic, that same theory to these jabs and injections that Mr. Clown in the White House wants to promote this week. Stronger than ever. More jabs, more mandates, blah, blah, blah. So let's just keep promoting my body, my choice when it comes to medical interventions in this country, in this planet. My body, my choice. And yet we've got a government, the Twilight Zone government, that's promoting, no, it's not your body and your choice. If we want to promote safe and effective jabs, so that you can take the risk of the consequences, because nobody else is going to pay for the consequences but you. So let's move forward. We're going to move, I'm going to move all my equipment down to the floor level so that we can do our joint rolling and listen to some music. This is my living room for now. Someday I'll be leaving this place. But for now, we're going to do some joint rolling on the floor. Let's get everybody together, because collectively, we're promoting unity, truth, and love when we do our joint rolling together. Because when we come together and move this body, we're telling the world, the earth, the planet, we love ourselves. We love, love, love this body. We're going to promote it in a way that brings health and energy and vigor. And then when we come back from our joint roll, we're going to welcome, I think Dr. Nalani is in the house, and we're going to bring her on to bring some sanity and wisdom to this whole Twilight Zone Corona adventure we're in. But let's start out rolling our neck, loosening up our neck, chin to the chest, rolling that neck around slowly, 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 and loosening up the muscles in our neck before we get on our backs and do our joint rolling. Just loosen up the upper body a little bit, and we pause, and then let's go in the other direction, loosening up the muscles. And again, we are activating our lymphatic system. Because whenever we are moving body parts, it helps our lymph system flow better. Our lymphatic system is our detox process that gets rid of toxins and poisons. So let's pause. Let's just roll our shoulders a little bit before we start the music and get these shoulder muscles and joints loosened up, going back, and then let's move forward. Moving those joints forward, loosening them up before we get on the floor. And then let's just go swimming in the sea of energy. This is something I watch my brother, Elie Tom Elamine, the breatharian. He does this. He's in the Himalaya Mountains right now in India. I wish I were there, but I'm there with him. Every time he posts a video, I'm there right with him. Okay, let's do a backstroke in the sea of energy. And, ooh, feeling better already. Loosening up those chest muscles, the shoulder muscles, the arm muscles, and getting ready to pump some fluid through the body by rolling our ankle, our wrist joints, knee joints, elbow joints, and then our hip joints. And then we'll come back and do some final work. All right, let's put some music on. John Batiste, Freedom. I do not own the rights to this music, but I love this music. And I think it's so appropriate for the times we're in to be in freedom mode, having choices that promote health and well-being in our bodies. So let me put on John. I don't own the rights to this music, but he gave me full permission to play it. So we're going to jam with John Batiste for a few minutes. It's only it's too short. I know that. 3-minute video, and we're going to get on our back, kick our legs and arms up, do our ankle and wrist joint rolling, and then do our knee and elbow joint rolling, and then get on our side and do our hip, and then we'll be back up and finish off with a little vagus nerve stimulation. So let's do this.
When I move my body just like this,
do a longer version of that. But we're just finishing up. Let's just give our body a little pat up and down the arms, waking up those cells. Let's give our thymus gland a little pat, a little stimulation, patting all over underneath the breath, patting all over as you get up from the floor. Let's just pat on that rear end all around the body. Let's just give a love pat on the thighs, all over, loving, loving, loving our body. Woo-hoo! All right, we did it. Let's go back up into the studio, and we're going to finish continue with our Blog Talk Radio, health and well-being. And we've got, I believe we've got Dr. Nalani in the studio, so I'm going to bring her in because I'm so excited to have her with me today to bring in some wisdom and sanity, my sister. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo! Dr. Nalani is in the house. So excited. Welcome, my sister.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's such an honor and a privilege to be here with Sister Beata. You just have it all together.
Ooh, honey, you know that took some work. I got up at 6:30 this morning. I woke up at 6:30 this morning. I didn't plan to, but, you know, it takes work to get this body prepared to do anything these days. But I'm just so grateful. You know, I want to say, first off, when you're walking through your neighborhood, you may not realize how important that is to a lot of people to just see you walking through the neighborhood, inspiring us to do the same thing. So I want you to know how important that is. You might not think it's so important, and I'm watching you when you post those videos walking through the neighborhood. I said, there she is, there she is. It was very motivating for me, especially I had 2 weeks of dealing with a bad flu. And just watching videos like yours and just people, senior citizens, doing what they do best, and that's move their bodies and talk to us about what's really important. You know, you bring in a lot of wisdom. You bring in a lot of energy. And so I want to just let you know I appreciate that. Especially when you're going through something physical and you say all you can do is watch a video. So it helps to have a sister like you in our life who is doing motivating and inspiring so many people. So thank you, Dr. Nalani, and I appreciate you being here this morning to give us some wisdom and knowledge about our children, mainly because my biggest concern is my grandchildren. They have to wear a mask every day in Orange County schools. And I know that you have a school online. So I'm going to let you just take over and share some of the things you're doing these days to help us keep our sanity and bring wisdom into this global twilight zone, if you will. Go ahead, Dr. Nalani Valentine, everyone.
So much. Like I said before, it truly is an honor and a privilege to be here. And I'm just sharing that, well, one of the ways that I do is I have a newsletter that I had been really consistent, and now I'm coming back to help people to see that, first of all, we're not helpless victims. You know, that has always been my mantra, not just because of what's going on today. Our health is in our own hands. And that, excuse me, that's encouraging. Give me a minute.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you. And we've got people, and we've got so many people in our government trying to take that away from us.
Yeah, it's a plan. This is definitely a plandemic. We know that it's not a theory. And they're very wise, though. They're very, very devious, I guess, in the way that they've done it. And I know that if this is going to be streamed in other places where they may close us down, then I won't say a lot of what really is going on.
Right.
However, the truth is that there are things we can do to strengthen our immune system, our defense system. And when you do that, you will not get sick, period. Well, I won't say you won't get sick, but you won't, quote, catch what someone else has. Your defense system was created to protect you. And when you do the things that strengthen your defense system, it's only common sense that your defenses will be strong and that you will be well. It doesn't mean you won't get sick. So let me rephrase that. Our bodies were intended. We have ebb and flow. And so there are times that we will. For instance, you said you had flu-like symptoms. We will, when our defense system is down a little bit, something will happen. However, it doesn't mean that you have to be afraid and stop breathing oxygen and wear those things that have us breathing in our own carbon dioxide. I won't get into what it's not doing. We're going to talk about things that are positive and things that are working. And number one, strengthen your own defense system. And one way to do that, you know, I always talk about the five pillars of health, particularly at this point for elders, for everyone. So those five pillars are eat well, drink well, sleep well, move well, and eat, drink. Oh, eat, drink, move. Oh, my own five things. Eat, drink, think. Think well. That's the most important. Thinking your positive thoughts. And people don't realize that what we think about, we bring about. We have a saying, my husband and I, when the mind hurts, the body cries out.
Wow, yeah.
When the mind hurts, the body cries out. So part of what's going on is this fear-mongering that has everybody so afraid. And when you are in a state of fear, that's when your defenses go down. And the very thing that you're afraid of is something that will come to you because you've called that with your own fear vibration. So why do we not have to be afraid? Because our health is in our own hands. We have the ability to strengthen our own inner being, which will strengthen the entire being. And like I said, it doesn't mean you won't get ill. I have several members of my family who had this thing that's going around that I won't mention. And they're all well. And not only are they well, but they have natural so-called immunity, which you cannot duplicate or imitate. You cannot imitate or duplicate natural immunity. So now they've created their own antibodies. And so they're well. However, I have other family members, sad to say, that we're not on that same wavelength of keeping themselves and keeping their bodies healthy and strong. And there are some things that we, you know, it's not a supplement, but, you know, we talk about fruits and vegetables, concentrated fruits and vegetables, and frankly, they're no longer with us. So,
and that's happening a lot just this week, Dr. Nalani. I have a friend who said four people in his life passed away, and he was upset. He was actually upset at my position as what he said was an anti-vaxxer. But I said, I'm not really anti-vax anymore. I'm pro-choice because this experience is teaching us that karma is real, number one. There are consequences to our choices, even my own choice to take an antibiotic for a UTI. That's what I believe started my health challenge with the flu symptoms, is that when you have a urinary tract infection and you have pain and then you see blood, you're like, whoa, this is where fear comes in. And I have never had a UTI, I realized. I've never had that experience. And so my thought was, after a couple of days of not being able to deal with this, I go to a clinic and, oh, you need an antibiotic. I'm like, whatever, just give me some relief. That's what started my journey downward, because a broad spectrum antibiotic, as I'm sure you can explain, destroys your microbiome system. And then to have a prescription given to you of more antibiotics, I had such a massive headache, doctor. I think it was from the initial shot of the antibiotic they gave me the headache. And then taking three antibiotics in the prescription, I said, oh, I can't do this. This is not my headache that just would not go away. And then I'm thinking about this broad spectrum reality of antibiotics that just destroys your microbiome. So as you said, and as you will show us, if you destroy the system that's going to help you get well, then you're going to have a real battle on your hands, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know this flies in the face of what most of us have been taught. We've had such faith in the medical profession, and we think they can do no wrong.
Right.
When iatrogenic deaths are higher than ever before, iatrogenic meaning death caused by what has been done by the doctor. And I'm not anti-doctors. I mean, after all, I am one. However, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a naturopathic doctor. And I know that many doctors, if not most, certainly they mean well. They go, you know, they go to school to learn because they want to help people. However, the system has been created. It's not a natural system. It's a warlike system. So they're going to have a war on cancer and a war on the body. And you just cannot have a war on your system and do well with it. So with the antibiotics, like you said, the full spectrum like that, anti, meaning against, biotics, meaning life. So right there, it's going to tell you it's anti-life. And so what it will do, it doesn't have the intelligence to know the difference between good bacteria and bad bacteria. And the gut, in the gut, is where a lot of our health is. And that's where a lot of your so-called immune system is. So if you're going to kill off the bad, I mean, it's just like Russian roulette with some of these cancer therapies. They're just going to just blast whatever they feel out to try to kill the bad cells. However, it doesn't have that intelligence, so it's not going to say, well, these are the bad and these are the good. We'll just leave the good cells alone, and we're just going to do. And so you're taking a chance.
Right, right, right. And that's exactly what I do. We've got to take a break. And when we come back, I want you to share about your online school and some of the things that maybe parents can be doing to get these kids out of fear that are in public school system, and hopefully get into your school where there's the fear's not there, number one, but there's a better education. So we'll be right back with Dr. Nalani and a better education for our children.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago. For your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
Oakville Bean. Today we have the beautiful and wise Dr. Nalani Valentine. I'm so excited to have her here because she's such an inspiration to me off the camera, on the camera. And anytime is it Healthy Happy Boomers on Facebook?
Healthy Happy Boomers.
You need to join whether you're a boomer or not. There's so many women, especially, and Dr. Nalani posting some really the inspirational videos and information on that Facebook page that you are not going to waste your time going to Healthy Happy Boomers and getting some daily inspiration and news, knowledge, and truth, right? So Dr. Nalani has a online school that both you and your husband run, right? Your partner's on that. So I'm excited. I wish I could get my son to get more involved in that. And someday he will. But tell us more about that and some of the things you're doing to educate children these days that they're not getting in public schools.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for this opportunity again. My husband and I have a university for adults, and he does most of the teaching in the university, although I do some of it. However, the Institute for Self-Mastery, ISM, which stands for Institute for Self-Mastery, is where I am really the one who is handling that, running that actually, with the assistance of my amazing administrative assistants. The Institute for Self-Mastery was created years ago, and not just because of what's going on now. We have been in existence for 11 years, and this is an online school that we've been teaching at for 11 years. And frankly, I think we happen to have the best teachers some of the best teachers in the world, certainly the best teachers in the nation. And this is an online assistance program where parents who want to homeschool their children, and it's not just homeschooling, this is a private school. We have never taken money from any institution that is, any governmental institution, so they're not able to tell us what we can teach and what we can't teach. And our parents have always been looking for new and improved ways to help their children learn and to develop individually and to develop their own potential. And so we not only fulfill the requirements of the state, we certainly exponentially exceed those requirements. And so the website is ismhomeschool.org. ismhomeschool.org, and they get the best quality education while removing them, as we say on the website, from the inevitability of institutionalized racism extant in the public educational experience. And that's why we started it 11 years ago, because we know where it comes to history, where it comes to every imaginable subject, they have found a way to eliminate us as a people from what really happened, eliminate the truth of our existence and what we have not only contributed to the world, what we have given to the world, what the world has taken and claimed to be, or what others have claimed to be their own. When we know, for instance, Kemet, which is what people think is Egypt, is not Egypt, it is Kemet. Okay, we call it Egypt today because we don't know better. However, Kemet means the lands of the blacks. And how can you take that out of Africa? It always has been a part of Africa. And when the Greeks came, they sat at the feet of the Komitiou, of those who are the Komitians who were. And they, now everybody thinks this was Greek and that was Greek and the other was Greek. And even those, the Grecians back then, they knew the world back then. They knew who the Moors were, for example. And before the Moors, way before the Moors, there was Kemet. So that's only one teeny little, eeny little bit of information that could help you to see that we are a different school. We are very different.
That is, that is so refreshing to hear, because when you look at the map of the Middle East, what do? They put Egypt in a separate category, actually. They don't even include it in the continent of Africa. And even Africa, that name is not, from what I've learned, that name's not accurate either. It wasn't originally Africa. It had another name. So we are really in a new pair. On Sunday, Dr. Debbie Green, who's one of our hosts on Thursday, pointed out how we're in a new paradigm. That she would say, we've been in a pandemic for years. This pandemic has been, like you just explained, teaching a false history, a false narrative about not just who we are as a people, but what our country, how our country was developed, how our country was built. And even how the world was established as Kemet, instead of separating Egypt and Israel over here in the Middle East and all that. So your school is bringing a refreshing truth about what really happened over the last 100,000 years, whatever. And now we can even teach that to our children at home, because today, if people are only watching the news, oh my goodness, they're being bamboozled and confused and deceived and lied to like never before. I don't know about you, but just the news this week, number one, about ivermectin, which I'm going to talk about that because of the simplicity of that drug and what it means. It really goes into, Dr. Nalani, I didn't really connect it till this morning. How, if you look at the history of ivermectin, it was developed because of a fermentation process. The scientists who worked on this drug, ivermectin, developed it because they were fermenting microbes. Microbes were involved in the process of creating this drug called ivermectin. And now we have a battle going on of suppressing and censoring this drug, very simple drug, and I have a history I'm going to play later, very simple drug, and I connected it to the fact that nourishing our children should also be about bringing in fermented foods in their diet, because as we talked about, what I did was I really wiped out my good bacteria by taking a drug from a pharmaceutical company called Antibiotic. And what you teach in your new school is a truth that people don't hear. And one of the truths I discovered was that, hey, fermentation, I'm sure you have too, is what builds our good bacteria. So even when I wiped out all that good bacteria with the antibiotics, I started, well, how am I going to build this back up now? Well, one of the things I'm looking at is fermentation, food, sour. I've been eating sauerkraut like crazy. Pickles, eating pickles like kefir. I'm like gathering all my fermented foods. So in your educational system, as far as diet and foods, what are some of the things that you teach, not just the parents and the teacher, but what do you do in your, you're a grandmother. Are you a grandmother?
I am a grandmother and a great-grandmother.
Oh, my.
Woo-hoo! My grandchildren are in their 30s.
Wow.
And my,
so they have
great-grandmother.
They have a lot to teach you, huh?
Indeed. They come knowing.
I'm telling you. Mine are just 4, 5, and 7, and listen, I sit down on the floor and learn from these kids. I'm like, where did you get that from? What did you just say? So in the grandma and great-grandma club, we got to be at our best. And like I said, fermented foods is something I'm trying to figure out. How do I add these foods to my grandkids' diet? Have you got any ideas on how we do that with 5 and 7-year-olds when their parents are like McDonald's here, McDonald's there, and pizza here? How do we do it?
Wow. Well, first we find out what they like, what vegetables they like. And the reason I say vegetables, because there is so much we could even, time won't even allow us to go into the benefits of vegetables. However, if we're talking specifically about the gut, then we know that we need fiber, and meat has no fiber whatsoever. No, you know, the animal products just don't have it, and that takes away from the gut and does not give the gut what it requires. So you mentioned sauerkraut, and that's one of my absolute favorites. They even have, I get the raw sauerkraut, which have, of course has even more enzymes, and then the sauerkraut that has, that's beet sauerkraut. That's another a real good way to get those probiotics in. However, I mentioned vegetables in general because a lot of children, some children, not a lot necessarily, but some children don't like or may not like sauerkraut.
Yeah.
The raw sauerkraut. Just different. That's the best thing you could do is to have them sprinkle some raw sauerkraut in their salads if they like it. And they may, because if they like pickles, they may like the sauerkraut. And that's another way. However, fruits and vegetables that have not been processed that way, and fermented actually, are loaded with fiber. And sometimes fiber, not only does it have nutritional content, which we don't realize, you know, the skin of the fruit or the vegetable, the outer layer. However, not only does it have that, but it also is what we call and can be a prebiotic, which can feed the good bacteria. So there's pre and probiotics. So one of the things to do is encourage them to have more fruit and vegetables. You can't get around it. And preferably raw. And that doesn't mean all foods have to be raw all the time. No. However, for instance, if you have, if you're eating cabbage and it's cooked, you might want to grate some raw cabbage on the side and have a little coleslaw. Some children like coleslaw. Well, that's really good because it's really, the cabbage has a lot of nutrients and minerals and fiber. And it also can help you with the biotics in the gut.
Oh,
the microbiome, we call it.
That is such a great, those are great tips that I never even thought about, how to just blend the cabbage and the sauerkraut. And they might need a little honey or sugar in there because they just got that tongue for that. But we got to be creative. But those are tips I never even thought about to add to their diet, and not to mention the vegetables. And you are working with one of the best companies for for food supplements or food additions. Tell us a little bit about the company that you've been with, because I really do believe that's a quality product that people may not be aware of. And if you're going to do food, whole food supplements, this is the company I really believe in. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. The reason I say, oh, my gosh, is that we are asked not to promote in an interview if that's going to be public, because they keep the playing field level and not everybody can go public with it.
Oh, okay.
However, it's live, whole, raw, whole food in a capsule.
Right.
And I'll call it JP. Okay.
And people, we need that these days because of the quality of our food.
It's not only is it, for me, it has helped to keep me healthy and keep me well. I was diagnosed with breast cancer, you know my story, in 1996, and told by more than one doctor that my only option was surgery, which of course they're going to tell you. However, that's when I met Dr. Phil Valentine. He taught me to heal myself without drugs or herbs or without a lot of vitamins, using whole food nutrition. And that's what made me go back to school, because I thought I was healthy. And so many of us think we're okay. We think we're healthy, particularly those of us who are health nuts, you know, very health conscious. We think that we're healthy. And certainly I was. I had been studying nutrition since 1968, and I really thought I was healthy. I did not realize, and I hope that the family hears me well, I don't care who we are, vegan, vegetarian, raw food, is nobody is getting, unless they're growing the food themselves, all of it, nobody is getting what they think they're getting from the fruits and vegetables that they eat. So you mentioned our children and our elders and even those of us who know to eat lots of fruits and vegetables. It's recommended that children have 5 to 7 every single day servings of fruits and vegetables, and that adults have 9 to 13 servings. Who gets that much?
Right.
Even those of us who are vegetarian. And when we eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, a lot of the time they have perhaps 20 to 25% of the nutritional content that they're supposed to have.
Right.
And that is why I recommend these whole food concentrates, because they have fruits and vegetables that have been grown differently without genetically being modified, without those pesticides and herbicides, and most importantly, they let it ripen on the vine. Because when fruits and vegetables have not been ripened on the vine, they have lost up to 80%, if you can imagine, of their nutritional content.
Wow.
And that's why I say, I don't care who we are, we're not getting what we think we're getting from the fruits and vegetables, and we all could use more. And these fruit and vegetable concentrates do not replace your fruits and vegetables. They are like insurance. They add to what you're already eating. And quiet as it's kept, again, it's just not known that fruits and vegetables cleanse. They do the cleansing as well as the nourishing. And you can go on and on about fruits and vegetables. They protect our DNA from DNA damage. So the product that we're talking about actually has 4 medical studies that prove it strengthens and protects your immune system. There are 42 studies. It's the most researched nutritional product in the world. Because most nutritional products have no research at all, zero. And they have 42 studies that are being studied by hospitals and countries around the world. So I apologize, I cannot say.
Well, I think you mentioned JP, and if you, I highly support her product as far as one of the best quality products out there. So if they want to get in touch with you and learn more about that, what's the best way to connect with you? To learn more about.
Okay, well, we have, I guess I could say my website. I don't know if I could do that. But my email.
Okay,
so I have several of them, and the one that I've been using lately is just Dr. Nalani @gmail.com. So it's DRNALANI and the number 8. DRNALANI and the number 8 @gmail.com. DrNalani8@gmail.com.
Okay. I know you're going to have to leave us soon, so I got to ask you an important question. It's a teachable moment for the whole world right now when the tyrannical clown in the White House comes out with news yesterday or today, I don't know when, about his new great plan for the planet or for the United States. And I want to read this briefly, so in case people aren't aware of this Twilight Zone episode we just entered into again. It's like, here we go again. And I don't even think Biden is real. There's something about that guy that says somebody's acting. This is a clown in there. Anyway, he comes out with this, I can't even watch him half the time, but because he is called the president right now, this actor in the White House, or he's not, I don't even think he's in the White House. But I want to read this and get your take on how we can make this a teachable moment for our children and for the adults out there who might be a little concerned when this tyrannical leader comes out with a statement like this. Okay, so they've been talking about all week the six pillars of Biden's plan to save the world. Hallelujah. So here it is, and then I'm going to let Dr. Nalani give us some wisdom and how we can make this a teachable moment for everybody and not get into more fear. That's what this whole, to me, the whole government system we're looking at in under Biden and the media is all about fear-mongering. So here it is, what we've all been waiting for on bated breath. Vaccinating, here's this plan, vaccinating the unvaccinated. Really? Okay. Further protecting the vaccinated through booster shots. Okay. Keeping schools open. What schools? Wait, nobody's learning anything except how to put a mask on these days. And they're in a battle about masks in this county where all around me, there's a battle going on with our governor who says, no, we don't want mask mandates, and people are wanting to sue him. Okay, so that's it. Part of keep schools open. Increasing testing and requiring masks, protecting the economic recovery, and improving care for those with, quote, COVID-19. Now, that's his plan, big six-pillar plan from the clown in charge. Dr. Nalani, please give us some wisdom and let's just help this be a teachable moment, because the whole country, if not the world, I even had someone from Canada comment on this post from yesterday. And I was really surprised how enlightened they were and how they were giving the finger to this whole thing. I'm like, oh, that's Canada? What? So I'm going to let you impart some. I know you and your partner got some thoughts about this. And so let's hear from you and your household about how do we make this a teachable moment, especially for our children and for people who are a little afraid now because they think they might lose their job. So help us out, please.
Well, the first thing I would say is to not pay attention to, not just look at what the media has been saying, and to look at other sources, because it is important to know that this is not the news. This is dogma. So whatever you hear from television and radio that are speaking the same thing as far as this whole narrative that's been going on, just know that there are other resources and you can find them in other places. You can find them on BitChute. You can find them, of course, even on YouTube, but to a degree, because they have silenced so many people who have had the truth coming out. Now, that being said, it's really important to recognize when I said they have silenced. Adults need to look at, remember their history, and I mean this with all my heart, remember what happened in Nazi Germany before Hitler, or right before and including when Hitler really came into power. Know your history, because this is what has happened. They have not forgotten what they have, their agenda that they have wanted to do. And where do you think they landed at the end of the war? Right here and in South America, North and South America. And the plan has always been to get rid of the useless eaters. The plan has always been. It's a horrible thing to even consider. And that's part of what's going on. People don't believe that it could be this bad. But for those of us who are older, who were born in the, like myself, in the 40s, raised in the 50s and 60s, we used to say, I'm an American, you can't tell me what to do. Well, that has been reversed. And they have always wanted to get rid of these impudent Americans and the mindset that we have our own freedom. I'm free to say and do and be who I am. And that's what's behind this. It's even more devastating than that. However, time won't permit. So the most important thing we can do is look for other sources of news. Even if you go international, believe in international. See, this is an international, this is a worldwide plan to get rid of the useless eaters and breeders, what they call us. Okay, so if you think it is a conspiracy theory, which is very wise that they, you know, very smart, not wise, but smart, that they come up with fact checkers and the theory, you know, if you think it is that, then it probably is the truth. Whatever you think is a conspiracy theory, because there is a conspiracy. And they intelligently and deviously put that word out there so that anything that comes up against the narrative, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Now you're an anti-vaxxer. So if you have been vaccinated and you're wearing your mask, then why are you afraid of those who don't? It doesn't make sense. So I ask, not only number one, that you check your sources and make sure that you're getting both sides of the situation, but also that you use your common sense, because common sense is no longer common, okay? When they talk about the science, this is not a, it's not even a vaccine. We know that. Okay, so I know I've jumped around here and there thinking of different things that will come together, and I hope that has been helpful. I know our time is limited. However, there is something you can do. Number one, you can make sure that your defense system is healthier. And number two, watch. And stop watching. I don't even watch the news, like I know you don't. Because I know the source. So anything that's coming out of the White House at this time, it's all a part of this plan. And it is a plan. And the more we allow that plan to overtake us, the more we will become victims. And we don't need to be. And one of these days, Americans are going, what they're trying to do, I guess, is to cause a civil war.
Right,
you know?
Right.
One of these days, people are going to stand up. You know, people will leave their jobs and say, you know what? That's what you want me to do? I'm not doing it. And in large numbers. However, my husband does have an exemption package. That he has given to, and depending on the state, because this is based on law, this is religious exemption, because we both are ministers, ordained ministers, so this is legal and lawful based on the constitution of the land, the constitution of the state, and the constitution of the county in which you live, and the county in which you work, should you work in a different county from where you live. And he has been, of course, up to here, up to his eyebrows with requests for this, because people do not want this poison put in their system. And it's more than poison. It is a kill protocol. That's exactly what it is. And it is so deviously created so that you're not going to get a jab and then all of a sudden fall out. This is going to take years to weaken because of that spike protein. But what it does is it acts to undo your defense system, to make it turn on itself, so that when a person does succumb, there is no way of tracing it back to the shot. Why do you think that they have no culpability? When Obama was in, he signed a law that said that the pharmaceuticals do not have to have any responsibility if someone dies as a result of what they're giving them. So now they have full reign, that is, to do anything and everything they choose without any responsibility or culpability.
So I know you have a gay engagement. Do you or Dr. Phil have any webinars coming up soon that you can inform
people? He's thinking not to do another one. However, things change every single day as they're going on. Right now, he has a backlog of people who are requesting these vaccination
exemption
packages. And I'll give the 800 number should someone want that.
Okay.
800-847-1291. And ask for the exemption package. However, there is a waiting list. And now it depends on what state you live in as well. Some states have gone completely rogue where they will ignore the Constitution of the United States because there are laws that have protected us and protected our religious rights. And they are totally, and it depends on, even within those states, it depends on who the gatekeeper is, you know, the person to whom you will give this paperwork. So it's as sound as it ever could be with all of the laws right there for you, as well as a legal affidavit that you will get notarized, as well as a letter from the church. I mean, it is complete. However, depending on the state that you live in and depending on the gatekeeper, they may still say that they're going to ignore the law, which is treasonous. But who?
Look at what just happened. I think it's American Airlines came out with a new policy that they're not going to accept religious exemptions from their employees, and they're going to be, if they don't get the jab, they're going to be put on an unpaid leave of absence. So I'm so glad you mentioned what Dr. Phil is doing, because some people don't even have that avenue as a recourse and a response to these psychopathic corporations, not to mention the government. And we have a lawsuit going now with our military against the jab. Thank goodness there's an attorney working for military saying, no, this is illegal. You can't afford. So the answer is truly judicial at this point. People do not have to sit back and accept what this tyrannical Biden is talking about, or any corporation for that matter. It blows my mind that American Airlines, this huge corporation, has come out with such a strong policy that we are not going to accept your religious exemption. And if you don't get the jab, then you're going to be on an unpaid leave. Hello, where are the attorneys to help us fight this battle? Because doesn't it seem like, Dr. Nalani, there's just a new battle showing up every day, and it's like you said, you've got a choice whether you're going to accept this BS or you're going to fight it. And we can fight it because of our Constitution, because of the laws about my body, my choice. Let's just go to that simple philosophy, my body, my choice. Medical intervention, you're going to try and force me. There's a law about that. You can't do that. There's a law. But people are so ignorant that I'm glad you have given us this information just to remind people there are recourses you can take. There is a response you can take other than to open, rolling up your sleeve and doing what these idiots are trying to promote. So thank you.
That as far as ignorance is concerned, because that's what this fear is based on, total miseducation, total ignorance. And when sad to say, the concentration camps start opening up for those people who are anti-vaxxers, then all of a sudden, then it'll be too late. And until we do something about it, there is one other resource with Senator Robert Kennedy. It's the Children's Health Children's Health Defense.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's an attorney. He's an attorney.
Yes.
So that's why I follow him, because he's suing the hell out of everybody. Like lawsuits flying all over the place. Yeah, let's do this. And that's what we have to do now. We do not have to accept these insane or orders that are they're trying to put out to scare people. We've got to fight this on the judicial legal battle side.
Totally un-American.
Yeah.
And based on lies.
Yeah.
Based totally on lies and falsity.
So thank you. You have any final words? We got to go to a commercial break, but I want you to have the final word on how do we go forward fearless. And I think you've given us a lot to go with, but I'll let you have the final word before you go on. How do we just push ahead fearless in our agenda, mental, physical, spiritual agenda to overcome this and be healthy anyway?
Remember, what we think about, we bring about. So give yourself the opportunity to decide to think good thoughts, to think helpful thoughts, to think positive thoughts, and to live accordingly. And then do what you can do to keep yourself healthy and well. Stay away from foods that are highly processed and lots of sugar, and stay away from toxic situations that will cause you to be in a state of fear and in a state of protecting. You know, we need to give ourselves more rest and more pleasantries in life. And then eat well, drink well, think well, sleep well, and move well. Don't forget the exercise.
Yes, indeed. I expect to see you out there moving along on the walk, on your walkway. And guess what? You and I are so blessed to have beaches in Florida. That's like my favorite place to go these days. Let's go to the beach. Time for the beach. Let's do the beach. So I'm going to be doing my yoga classes midweek on the beach, because I think people in other states, you just have no idea how healing that beach environment is. And we take full advantage of it here in Florida. So we got beaches all over. So we do our beach thing regularly, right?
Right. And for those who don't have it, get out in the sun when you can.
Yes. Absolutely. So love.
Thanks so much.
Love and appreciation to Dr. Phil. And I so appreciate you and love you. And keep up the good work. Healthy, happy boomers. Keep that going. We got to keep that. Get more people involved in that, because we got a powerful message on Facebook, healthy, happy boomers. Even though we are older, we are wiser, and we're healthier. I know I'm healthier than I was when I was 20 and 30s. Because consciousness and having grandchildren is like, I got to be healthy to match these kids. So Scott, I got to really up my game now. These two are like really challenging me. All about in our years, in our senior years, boomer years, staying even stronger and healthier, I think.
Absolutely.
So big hugs to your family and loved ones. And thank you so much for sharing your wisdom this morning. And have a beautiful day. It's still sunny today. We're getting more rain, though, I see. But rain, you know, I love walking in the rain and being out in the rain these days. I do not have umbrellas. Umbrellas, when it rains, I'm like putting my face in the rain these days. So enjoy the weather, rain or sun.
Indeed. Thank you so much.
Blessings, my sister. And much shalom to you. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with ivermectin history. I think it's so important with all the controversy and censorship on this very powerful, important, simple drug that we need to educate ourselves. And I have at least three audios that I may or may not get to, but you're welcome to press one. After all that wisdom and knowledge from Dr. Nalani, you may have questions or comments, so feel free to press one, and after the break, I'll open up your mic, and we're going to get down into ivermectin. I don't know how many of you know who Joe Rogan is, but this is a comedian and talk show host who has millions, and I'm talking about just his recent audio that I'm going to play for you about ivermectin had 4 million views. So he's the type of person I like to share when they present knowledge that might help us come out of the fear, number one. And he's a resistant person because he did not take the jab, but he did do his ivermectin protocol, all that. And in 5 days he was well, and yet he's been crucified, especially CNN and all that. So if we have a chance, I'll open the mic when I come back from the break. But I want to play give you some information about ivermectin, because I've been on that protocol for the last week, and I definitely attribute it to getting my health back and getting back to strength and energy. And all it is, brothers and sisters, kills parasites. That's the basic purpose of this drug. And we've got the media and the government acting, going super crazy, censorship galore over something that is helping people get well in 5 days. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green, and Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And we're back. We're going to get right back into our show because we've got a lot of information we want to share. We got a lot to talk about. And as my guest, Dr. Nalani, just shared, how we have to be in a mode of knowing our history, knowing the history of the Third Reich and all the activity, all the evil and corruption that went on there, and then what is the agenda today. When we have a man called Biden pretending to be a president. And I say pretending because this atmosphere that we are in currently with government trying to dictate and be tyrannical about everything in our lives, this is a Twilight Zone episode, as I keep saying, because why isn't this government promoting the things that Dr. Nalani talked about, vitamins, nutrition, how to get our bodies well? Why isn't this government helping the citizens of the United States improve their health with things like ivermectin, which we're going to talk about, this very simple drug and its roots in fermentation and microbes and all that, and how people are getting well in 5 days on this protocol. And yet we've got an egotistical maniac come on the TV or the internet last night and talk about how we're going to have a war against the people who haven't taken the jab. That's basically what this government is doing, is promoting a war against people in this country who have chosen to say, my body, my choice. And yet here's the irony in all of this, in my opinion. In Texas, now one little state out of 50, we got the Department of Justice filing a lawsuit because women can't make the choice to kill their babies in their womb. Because Texas has said, my body, my choice is not going to work here when it comes to ending pregnancies. The Department of Justice, the United States government, is in a war now with Texas because of its philosophy, belief about abortion. This is insanity, people. That's why we on the Female Solution have to bring, we do bring you wisdom and knowledge to help you say, my body, my choice, especially on health and well-being. This is my body, my choice. And as senior citizens, most of us realize at this stage of our life, whether you take the jab or not, I am not anti-vax. Let me make that clear. I'm not anti-vax. I'm pro-choice at this point because karma is a bitch. If you don't learn anything else in your senior boomer years, you learn karma's a bitch because you watch over and over and over again people experience the consequences of their choices. I had a father who lived to be 95 years old, and he taught me very well about karma just from his own lifestyle. So this is where we are. This is why I'm here on Friday mornings and Sunday. I'm here because the Spirit of the Most High guides me to be here every Friday to bring wisdom, which is so lacking in our society, in our earth right now. And those people who are rising up and saying, no, we're not going to follow this. No, we're not doing that. That's crazy. Blah, blah, blah. Nope, nope, nope. We're not going to do what you tell us to do. This is the resistance. So let me go to the phone. We've got a couple of people who press one, and I do want to hear from you. I really do. About your thoughts on this matter today of not just ivermectin, a simple way to get over your flu symptoms by killing parasites, hello, and how we're going to nourish not just the children of today, but the children in our past trauma lifestyle. So Let me go to 773-977. Your mic is open. Welcome to Health and Wellbeing. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Lois here in Chicago in the South Shore area.
Hi, Lois. How are you today?
It's good to be alive. You know, God has been good to all of us. And this show, you know, getting a big issue out of this. You know, I'm just really thankful to the doctors and to you for the information that you're sharing with God's people. But, you know, I feel that the HIPAA Act and different constitutional rights prevent any of the so-called administrators, let's say mayors, executives, you understand what I'm saying? HIPAA prevents everyone from it. Now, if we don't get an attorney who is going to come in and say, yes, this is a violation of their constitutional rights, and we want you to give them all $500,000 just for mental anguish or mental distress, telling them that they, if they don't take this shot, you're going to have to take, you know, your job. They can be sued. Nobody is above the law. And the lady just told us all about that. That 1-800 number, 1-800-847-1291.
Yeah.
I think all of us need to call and get in and go for it. But I feel this way about the whole situation. I'm going to get off the phone. I feel that we need to just, they say, oh, have you taken your resume? Oh, yes. And keep on going. Don't even say nothing. Got no big old disturbance or nothing. Oh, yes, that's it. Just keep on going. Because they are all going to turn into zombies one day. It might not be soon, but someone said everyone who's taken that injection, it's hearsay. I don't have any evidence. But everyone who's taken the injection is going to turn into a zombie. And any young lady who is in the pregnancy stage or wants to get pregnant, she won't be able to conceive after she's been injected. Now, that's hearsay, but from what you're saying, we have a right, we have a constitutional right, so let's enforce that. If we're going to do it or just going to go, oh, yeah, I could. Thank you so much for this time, and God bless you all.
Thank you, Lois. That's very important knowledge and wisdom you're sharing. And the interesting thing is not everyone agrees with you, just like they don't agree with me about everything, but that's okay. As you said, karma's a bitch, and we should all kind of relax about who's taking the jab, who's not, blah, 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 because we're so divided on this issue right now. And my dad, I'm looking at my dad's book cover right now behind me, 95 years of wisdom and teaching I got from this man. And one of his philosophies was doctors bury their mistakes. So we're in it's really interesting, Lois, thank you, that this is an experimental jab. People forgot that. And now you're hearing, oh, it's been approved by the FDA. Who effing cares? FDA is one of the most corrupt organizations on the planet. And you think just because they said, well, we just approved the Pfizer, Terry, Mary, whatever name they've given it, that it's okay now? Come on, people, wake up. Listen to Dr. Nalani. Do your homework. Look at the history of the Third Reich, the whatever. But just because this is an experimental jab, my dad said that in his 95 years, he always said doctors bury their mistakes. So what is, we don't even know if this jab is a mistake or not until what we're seeing right now come to fruition. People are in the hospital who had the jab. People are dying who had the jab. People are getting sick who had the jab. So how is it that this idiot Biden can come out and say, well, it's safe and it's free and it's effective? It's like, who are you talking to? Are you talking to some kindergarten class? That's what frustrates me about listen when I see his face and I'm like, oh, do I want to even listen to his voice? Because he acts like he's got a kindergarten class as an audience. The vaccine is safe and free and effective. And what else? What other lies are we going to hear from you today? Because that's not true. Anybody listening to me or anybody paying attention knows these jabs are not safe, they're not effective, and they might be free right now, but the third booster that they're planning and so forth and so on. So we all need to just calm down and watch this Twilight Zone episode play out once more and realize that Biden and the whole administration are full of lies. It's like Pinocchio show. Let's just call this Twilight Zone episode Pinocchio show, where his nose gets longer and longer. And if anybody is still believing that these jabs are safe and effective, you're not paying attention to all the people. For instance, in Israel, majority of the people in Israel have taken the injection and they're in the hospital and people are dying. The majority of people, unlike what the media is reporting, who have taken the jab are in the hospital and sick. So let's not listen to the clown show of Biden and his Jager, whatever his press secretary. They come out with some amazing lies that we just have to keep pressing on with our truth of my body, my choice, and I need a lawyer today. If you got American Airlines, your employer, telling you if you don't take this jab, or any corporation telling you that Biden is pressuring to tell you, if you don't do this jab, you're fired, blah, blah, blah. You need a lawyer. Resistance is the word of the day. You need a lawyer. If they're listening to the fool Biden actor playing his role out for the Communist Chinese Party, yeah, I said that, then you need a lawyer. Do not sit back and accept what that fool is telling you, because he's talking to kindergarten class, and we are not in kindergarten. So let me go to... next caller, I believe Kwame Sonhorse. He's got some important words about blackbirds and being on the road and kind of like, let's hear some news, some good news about being in the United States of America and having the experience of not only seeing your loved ones say adios and leaving their bodies, but just experiencing new synchronicities on planet Earth. So Kwame Sonhorse, your mic is open.
Grand Rising, Sister Beata, and to the family of the Female Solutions. I'm here in Colorado at the Wellbriety Conference, and we've got indigenous people from around the country, and a few are here from out of the country, from Canada, from First Nations. And what we're seeing is that these are recovering people, but they're also looking at how the teachings that they got from their ancestors are keeping them safe and healthy by using what nature provides in building up the immune system. And it's really a powerful energy here in the mountains of Colorado. I'm standing outside because everybody's inside getting ready for the meeting. And I just wanted to touch bases, but there's one thing about the third jab that they're not telling people that you can look it up, is that for men in reproductive age, it will make you impotent or make you very low sperm count, just as the jab has been able to help them to eliminate pregnancies. Now they're working on the men with the third jab. So if males from adolescence to elderly age, if they take that third jab, your reproductive organs will be somewhat non and void, because this is part of what the plan is, and being able to genetically alter humans from reproducing. And that's why the state of Texas is wanting to be the first country in the United States, because they always considered themselves as a country. And that's why they have been at war with the United States to make themselves their own state or their own country in a country. So we've got some real work to do, but I'm really grateful to be here and to represent our people in our indigenous ways, and being able to share with other nations of our ancestral ways. So I just wanted to chime in, and I've got to get back in here, but I thank us
Can you briefly share with us what happened with you on the road where one of your relatives passed on? And the signs that you had on to just help you, I guess, stay in peace?
Well, it was spirit, and it was my ex-wife's mother, and my daughter is named after her, and she was there in Florida. And when I was on the road, I had stopped in Oklahoma to gas up and eat some lunch, and I went and sat by this picnic table, and there was a tree there, and there was a lot of bird feathers all over the ground. And I just start picking up feathers because feathers are signs that spirit is with you. So I started picking up all of these blackbird feathers. And then I went to the tree to offer tobacco to give thanks for the feathers that was presented. And inside, in the middle of the tree, because it was like three or four trees growing together, I was putting the tobacco, and there was one big iridescent black feather, and I picked it up, and then I put it into my hat. And I went back to the car, and as soon as I got in the car, the phone rang, and my daughter, and I just asked her, I said, "She's gone," and she started crying. She says, "Yeah," she just held my hand and called me back, and she told me she loved me, and she just left, you know. And that part right there, those feathers, was her spirit saying, gather up all of these parts of family and to hold on to them. And so that synchronicity, that spiritual moment showed me how, you know, that person. And then she even told me later that her auntie told her that she was in there and she had called out my name and to tell me that she loved me. And I was like, wow, you know, but she knew she was getting ready to leave here. And so, and it was really powerful that my daughter, who's named after her, and her mother and her auntie, they all washed and cleaned her and prepared her for her body to be taken away, you know, in service, to be put in for service. But that was just the part that she saw her when she came into the world, and she was able to prepare her for her leaving this world. And even the part of her mother on August 28th just made 100. She lives there in Chicago. And so BB is still alive now, having to be brought to Florida for her daughter's homecoming.
And I think it was really interesting how I was listening to John Batiste's Blackbird song. I hope you heard that.
Yeah, I did. Thank you for that, too. And then Mama AZ told me Donald Byrd's Blackbird. And both of y'all were telling me y'all had listened to Blackbird, and then Blackbird was the bird that left the feathers there by the tree in Oklahoma.
So what this is to everyone listening is that when you have a spiritual connection to people on this planet like Kwame Sunhorus, Mama AZ, whether it's the female solution, you don't have to get sad or depressed about people dying and leaving their bodies, because there are synchronistic signs everywhere that speak of that blackbird who came at the right time with the feathers, and that all of this is in divine order, and there's no reason to be sad. I don't care who it is, your father, mother. Dr. Christian Northrup, her mother just left the planet. It might have been on the same day, actually, that your mother-in-law. And she was playing a harp and singing with her daughter about her mother's departure, her coming departure soon. So Dr. Christian Northrup is one of those people I follow because she's so spiritual and so mature in her attitude. Who was playing? And she said when she got the news that her mother passed, she cried and weeped and cried and weeped. And then she got right on the YouTube or Facebook or Telegram and brought this message of not only beautiful music and the message of slowing down, but she brought the comfort that she experienced after knowing that her mother had passed on. So
could I share one part?
Yeah, and just one more thing. The September is a 9. We're going to see people being birthed out of their bodies, leaving their bodies, as much as we'll see babies coming through if people in Texas don't get their way. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but what Blackbird in Animal Speaks Pocket Guide by Ted Andrews, Blackbird means protect what's yours. Usually a good sign of promise. It is important to stake out your territory. The forces of nature are with you now. And that's what she was saying when she, you know, that bird left the feathers. And that was the message of that, that symbology of the blackbird. And so it's very important in how we understand the spiritual, because this is what we're battling now. This is not a battle of physicality. This is a battle of spirituality, because what they're trying to destroy through doing this biological warfare is the spirit. And this is what we knew in the prophecy of the children of two shields. But the Choctaw said that the children of two shields will come back together on Turtle Island, and they will have to do the battling of the spiritual, because we fought one with one shield of fighting and weaponry. Now we have to use the shield of spiritual. And these are the ceremonies and rituals that we're learning and sharing here in these different conferences and different gatherings of our ancestors' ways. So I'm just grateful for this now moment. And I really got some one last part, 9/11. I've been asked to be the elder presenter here for this whole Wellbriety conference, me and a First Nations sister from Canada. So that's the message that I'm looking at sharing about what technology is doing to our children and the damage that it's getting ready to have with their addiction that they now are going to be with these cell phones and tablets and computers. Hey.
All right. Well, thank you, Brother Kwame. Sunhorse, be blessed and powerful. We send lots of love and powerful energy for you to be in that space and enjoy the people and bless the people. Oh, what a wonderful opportunity. Thank you, Brother Kwame. We're going to go to Mama AZ. We're going to probably go over today because I do want to cover nourishing not just the children, and we talked about nourishing the children earlier with Dr. Nalani, with fermented foods, important these days to build their microbe. But I want to talk about how we can nourish the child in adults that has been reacting kind of childishly lately. We got a lot of adults behaving like children, and they're listening to this tyrannical fool Biden like they're in kindergarten instead of being adults and mature and having response. So if you have a question or a comment about nourishing that child in you that may have been traumatized, we want you to chime in the next 20, 30 minutes or so we can complete this whole lesson today, not just ivermectin and what it represents as far as fermentation, microbes, nourishing our children, but also nourishing the children of today in us, in adults. So Mama AZ, your mic is open, and anyone, if you have a comment or question, press 1. I'll bring you in next. Mama AZ, you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me, Dr. Z?
Speak up. Go ahead. Where are you? What's going on?
Okay. I'm making some decisions, and greetings to the family, and especially Brother Kwame Sunhorse. It's interesting that at 6:30, I'm here in Arizona at this facility called the Gables, Devon Gables. It's a rehab nursing home. And I just opened a package that was sent to me by my sister's husband, Chemo, at 6:30, which is a 9. And it has her beautiful, beautiful, beautiful picture on it. And her name is Charlzetta Owens. And her daughter Renee made her transition before she did. But Brother Kwame read what Blackbird represents. And that's what Charlzetta, my sister, was saying, is saying, be mindful, hold on. We got to do what we have to do, Dr. V, to preserve what legacy we have. And I'm just grateful to you and Brother Kwame, and I'm making some decisions. You know, right now, Dr. V, I don't think I want to go up under the knife again. Even though it means other things, I'll be able to walk, but I'm willing to bite that bullet and see how I can preserve what I do have left at this mature age. I'll be 70 in July, and I'm grateful. So I'm going to go in my little refrigerator here and open up this jar of sauerkraut. I just lit some sage, and I'm grateful that the people here allow me to be somewhat me, and I'm giving thanks for all that I do have and all that I don't have, I don't have. Oh, well, I'm grateful, and thank us for the camaraderie and the knowledges that and wisdom that this family of Blog Talk shares with me. So thank us, Dr. V.
And thank us indeed. And I hope you can sit down with someone and have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee to process the transition that you're experiencing with people in your life or relatives. And I don't mean to be cold or heartless at anything, but this is the month, not the ninth month of the year. We're going to see a lot of transitions. We've already, in just the first week of September, four people transitioned that a friend of mine knew, and he was angry and blaming me for my position on whether to get the jab or not. Because what if they, excuse me. The question was, what if they had gotten the jab? They might still be alive. I'm like, really?
No.
I didn't even know these people. And yet that conversation, that topic came up as, what if they had gotten the injection? They might still be alive. I'm like, but they didn't.
No.
And they're not here.
No.
So the conversation has to, this is what we're talking about, having immature, childish conversations. And that's why I want to get into this a little bit. We got about at least 10 or 15 more minutes. How we are a lot of
they chose to go to help.
Thank you. Thanks. But that's a mature
people.
That's a mature attitude, sister, that we want to talk about why we don't have that attitude in more adults. And I'm suggesting it's because a lot of adults are still traumatized from their childhood. The pain is still there from their childhood. So they're reacting, we're reacting like children in situations where four people die in 1 week, they didn't get the jab or they got the jab. It doesn't really matter at this point in my mind whether you got the jab or not and you're dead, you're gone. I didn't know you. People don't, why did you go? Your divine timing showed up. But this person in his childish attitude said, well, that's not the way things work. Things don't work like that. Everybody doesn't have an assignment to go at a certain time. And there, it's all your fault because you didn't promote the jab. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Oh,
can we come out of this Sunday school mentality and this kindergarten mentality? So I just have to cut that person off for a while because I can't deal with that attitude right now. So it's like, I'm going to cut you off for now, come back to you when you grow up maybe. If you don't, man, we have an adult conversation later. But let's just talk people for a minute about the number nine. Just let's start with number nine because my Maisies, we're all in the numerology. Eddie Harris comes on my show on Sunday a lot, talks about numerology. Brother Kwame the number nine is what we're looking at right now in moon, lunar activity, and calendar. Number nine, September. What does that mean? So far, what it means that I'm seeing is a lot of people are going to go through the 9 months of labor, growth, and then 9 months, at the end of 9 months, what happens? We get babies born. We get new life come out. And so when somebody is transitioning out of the body, that's also a new life. Not for us, but for them. And yeah, it is for us. Because even though we're not going to be able to talk to them anymore, have tea with them, have dinner, conversate, they are in a new life. And if we can accept, just like my dad behind me here, 95 years on this planet, my dad is now in a new life in spirit form only. And I have all this wisdom to process that he left me. Doctors bury their mistakes. All the things he taught me that kept him alive for 95 years, I'm processing all that, and he's still with me. That's, I love having his picture behind me as a support, but he's still here. So let us discuss, if we can, in the next few minutes about having a more mature response to transitions. And I think, let's see, Naima Latif has pressed one, so I'm going to let her voice because she is one of my mature sisters who can lead us, guide us into a more mature response about transitioning. And the Death Cafe is still, we might have to open up the Death Cafe. Because so many people are getting depressed over loved ones, friends, whatever, leaving their bodies and not able to accept or respond in a mature way that this was an assignment, a divine assignment. The day they left, Tommy's mother-in-law left on a certain day, certain time. Kristen North's mother left on a certain day, certain time. This is all divine order, and we can cry and cry and cry. And then we got to grow up. So this is number nine. We're going to see a lot of transitions because people have made choices to put chemicals in their body. They have no idea. They're experimental jabs, and you have no idea what the consequences are going to be. So you have made a choice. Well, now you're going to have to deal with it. So, Naima Latif, you got a lot of background noise, but your mic is open.
Okay, well, I pulled over so you don't hear all the car sounds.
Thank you for calling in.
Yes. Our challenge is to be compassionate for people who have not had exposure to the information we've had exposure to.
Right.
You're listening to people who have been raised with the old religious concepts of heaven and hell and damnation and death is the final thing and, you know, all of this. So they do not understand life, eternal life, continuous life, reincarnated life, you know, the soul's continued journey of learning, all the things that we have access to, all the new information that has replaced old, incorrect belief systems, we have had access to. They have not had access to, so they don't know. They can only respond according to their understanding. And, yes, for us it might seem childish and kindergartenish and how come they can't grow up, but people can only grow according to their ability to grow and understand. And so if their understanding is that death is something that, you know, punishment from God or something that shouldn't happen or something you want to avoid or something nobody knows anything about, that's their understanding. They don't know that we as eternal souls come here with a life plan and an exit plan for a purpose. They don't know that there is a greater purpose for our existence as the life force energy of the Creator. They don't know any of these things because they are not at the level of their spiritual evolvement where this information will be made available to So that we're saying sounds like a foreign language. They don't understand any of these concepts. So before they can even understand what you're saying, we have to help them transition out of faulty belief systems about life itself. And that is a struggle because the earth is the church and all the religious institutions have already conditioned them to fear anything other than the indoctrination that they grew up with. So they're afraid to even question what they've been taught. But until they grow out of that old belief system, they really can't comprehend what you're saying. So we have to keep helping them in that growth process, teaching them that their belief about themselves as an eternal being is incorrect. They're believing that death is the end, and if someone dies, that's something wrong. Well, no, it's no more wrong than if you take on a temporary job assignment that, you know, okay, 3 months, this employee is going to be off work, so we need you to fill in. Well, you know, at the end of those 3 months, your assignment is up. There's nothing wrong with you leaving. That was when you were scheduled to leave. So they need to understand that about life. Our challenge is to lovingly teach them and help them understand and be patient with them as they respond according to their unfortunate misteachings and misunderstandings about life. It is challenging because people do get upset, but we have to understand that they really don't know any better.
Thank you, Naima. Let me just say one thing about what you just said. I don't even think people have incorrect beliefs. I think people have belief systems that teach them whether they need to make changes in their life. Because here's for instance, when someone is angry, someone's angry because 4 people died this week and they thought it could be prevented if they had made different choices. So I don't even think that's an incorrect belief, but that belief that you're holding on to is going to manifest some way, somehow. And how is it manifested? You're homeless now. You're angry. You're going around cursing at people. And what's the consequence? You're in jail now. I'm seeing this play out in people's lives. So that belief system you have, it's perfect because you're either going to wake the F up and change your belief system or you're going to keep doing the same thing and thinking that belief system is okay while you sitting in jail for 6 days. So, Mama AZ, go ahead. You have a comment. Mama AZ, you there?
And check your mute.
Check your mute, sister. And so,
yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. Greetings, Dr. Lateef. As Dr. Lateef was speaking, my mom was in the house, and Charlzetta was in the house. Charlzetta, my sister, made her transition June the 24th, and she's right. She's right. What Dr. Lateef said. These dear ones are not where we are, and we must have compassion and patience. My mom appeared to me just as you were speaking, Dr. Lateef. I'm serious. And Charlzetta, now that she's over there, they can see things that they didn't see. And everything that you said, Dr. Lateef, is on point according to what is being channeled to me. Whether people believe it or not, it doesn't matter to me. Since I've been here at the Gables, a whole lot of things has been shown to me. So it's love, Dr. V, and compassion for that dear brother. And even my brother Bobby. You know, when I get on these subjects, I gotta go to work. Okay, fine. My daughter, she's learning, you know, and many of us, my daughter in Georgia, Muffin. So we have to be compassionate, patient, and loving. And thank us, Dr. Lateef, because these ones from the other side of the veil, including your husband, is saying right on, you're on your square. thank us. That's my comment.
So, thank you, sister. And as we wind up this topic about nourishing the child in us, here's something to think about. We were having a discussion the other day with some of the female solution hosts about being triggered. There are things that people can say to us that will either trigger anger or, as Mama AZ and Naima are saying, can trigger some compassion. Oh, patience. Oh, let me give you a hug. Bug, get the F out of my face. Okay, no hug then. So some people are going to trigger us in the this is the number nine. Remember number nine. When you're in the womb 9 months, you're struggling to come out of that place, right? Something to think about as we are triggered to be birthing a new person here, a new mind, a new body. Because when you got people like Biden actor in the White House, or not even in the White House, he's playing the role of Biden, that man's going to trigger the hell out of people. Or as Dr. Nalani presented and her husband, we're going to present responses. We're either going to be triggered into anger, bitterness, which is going to affect our health, well-being. That's what we promote, health. You're going to either be triggered by what people are doing, like Biden and all these other psychopaths in D.C., or we're going to start responding, like Dr. Nalani and Dr. Phil. We got a lawyer here. We got some forms here we can use to resist your craziness. We got this. We got that. We got 100 people right now who are ready to march on the mayor's office. Because if your mayor is promoting what Biden just put out, you better be on that step marching and protesting. Otherwise, they're going to have your ass in a camp somewhere. So, yeah, we want to try and respond. Don't be triggered in anger. And let somebody, you try and be compassionate to people and loving. And then they want to curse you out. You say, okay, have a nice day. I love you. Bye-bye now. Because you don't have to put up with abuse when there's ignorance in a person and they don't know how to respond like you do. So I want to leave everybody with this thought of recognize if you're being triggered by someone's words or behavior and you're being triggered into negative, low-frequency emotions like anger, hate, bitterness, arguing, all that, versus someone comes to you, says something, laughs a certain way, blah, 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 and you should pause and say, how does that make me feel? What should be my response? The response of every mature person listening to this should be, oh, let me figure out what my response is going to be, more loving, more compassionate, and wiser. Got to be wiser than the idiots in Washington, D.C., than the governments in your area, than the people who are fighting about abortion versus just letting us have my body, my choice. So there's so much insanity around us. You're either biting the bullet or passing the buck. That's one phrase I heard a lot of over the past month. Or you're choosing to evolve and grow and stop reacting to people's behavior like Biden and all that and responding with wisdom and choices that will empower us. We should be choosing things that will empower us, not make us slaves to this tyrannical government system in every state in America. So I hope that your belief system will challenge you as to whether it needs to be changed, number one. Whatever belief you're holding on to right now, if you're in jail, if you're homeless, you don't have any food, you're begging, you're out there cursing, you might think about your belief system. If not, that's okay. The universe has a plan for you either way. You might have some loving, compassionate people come and offer you help anyway, even if your attitude is up the creek or full of crap. But let's just be mindful of how we're being triggered these days, whether we're being triggered in the lower frequency of resentment, anger, bitterness, or whether we're responding with love, compassion, tolerance, and have a nice day, even though you just told me to get the F out of your face, have a beautiful day. That's hard to do, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it because I got a lot of people like that who are angry. Not a lot, but a few who are angry about everything that happens in their life that doesn't go along with their belief system. So may you all be blessed and prosper in these very challenging days. And as I overcame a flu season for me, I'm stronger. My antibodies are built up. I'm doing detox. I'm strengthening. And I'm headed for the beach, y'all, because that's where my peace is. Whatever, do whatever you need to do to find peace and joy and health in your life, whether it's go looking at a pine tree or a tree in the yard or just going walking. Do it. Do it. Do it. And let people who are angry and triggered and reacting with anger, and let them get out of your life. Move them out of your life. You do not need any negative people. You don't need any negative environments. Focus on your health and well-being, and that's about mind, body, spirit balancing. I hope this show has been inspiring and helpful for you. Please share it with others who are in need of some wisdom. I'm telling you, today, if I read comments on Facebook and I join in conversation, people don't have any wisdom. They're being reactive about everything.
Please come to the end.
They want to attack you for your wisdom, but that's okay. I'm learning to accept people's belief systems that don't line up with mine, and I'm learning to just go to the beach sometimes and let them wallow in their sorrow and unbelief. While I spend some time
you can all reach me
in the sun. In fact, every
Wednesday,
I'll be on Facebook Live on the beach somewhere or in nature doing yoga, promoting yoga, which is unity and love and joy in the body and the people of the most. So thank you all for joining me today. Have a beautiful day if you can, and just do the best you can to not react and be triggered by other people's behavior. And just smile and walk away if you have to. But stay in shalom. Stay in peace. We're going to say, Sheshe.
India.
Zanyaba.
Zanyaba.
Japan. Arigato. Korea. Kamsahamnida. Russia. Spasiba. Germany. Danke. Poland, Jean Cunyon, France, merci, Spain, gracias, Italy, grazie, Egypt, shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Nyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Love you.